Cassidy Wrestling Team, GWAC champions, five-peat there. That's a pretty amazing accomplishment considering how tough the league is in wrestling. And they'll have one more tune-up with the boys before regionals next week, and they'll host Cimarron tomorrow night, part of senior night. And also we'll get into all the details of that duel tomorrow night with the Blue Jays. We got a couple of sophomores here on the coaches show joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware, starting off with the wrestler that's now at 132 pounds, and the sophomore, Cesar Peregrino. How are you doing this evening?
Good, good. And you?
Doing good, thank you. And I know this is your first year out for wrestling in high school, and what made you decide to come out, and how do you feel like it's been for you this year?
Honestly, I just heard, like, a lot of friends doing it, and, well, I just decided to hop on the trend, I guess.
Yeah, well, there you go. And the train lets you on, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, you've had a pretty good season there. You've bounced around with JV and varsity and really now solidified your spot on varsity. But how fun has that been kind of bouncing around this year?
You know, it's been pretty good, actually. I like going back and forth, you know. Obviously, JV's easier, and then there's varsity where it gets, like, more competition. Honestly, it's been kind of a challenge because, you know, it's my first year. But I've been pushing through.
That's good. And you feel like you've picked up on quite a bit?
Yeah, actually, you know, the coaches say I'm kind of natural at it every now and then. So, yeah.
Every now and then. All right. But, hey, it's better now than then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, what's been probably your favorite tournament that you've been in this year?
Probably the, I would say the Abilene one, my first varsity meet. Because that just actually, like, showed me how varsity goes and how it's tougher up there and the bigger people and stuff. And it just made me want to work harder.
Yeah. Where do you think that your probably your strength is?
My strength, I would say probably on top.
Yep.
So I do best.
Yeah, you're pretty strong there. And, you know, and it's been good. And what would you like to see maybe over these next couple of weeks here as you wrap up your season?
I would actually want to get better on some of my getting on bottom, like getting up and off and stuff. I would just like to get a little stronger.
All right. Well, yeah, you've come a long way here this year. And Cesar Peregrino, sophomore at 132 for Scott City. And thanks again for joining us here. And good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore, Cesar Peregrino. And now we'll get the headset to another sophomore. And Brady Welker is wrestling at 195 for the Beavers. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing good. Thank you. Of course, this is your second year out for high school wrestling. Came out your freshman year, wrestled a lot of JV. Now you're in that varsity side. And what's that been like for you this year?
It's been really fun just to see the competition that there is on the varsity level. And it's so much more different than varsity and it's or than JV. And it's a lot of fun on varsity.
What are some of the adjustments maybe you had to make this year and that maybe you maybe surprised yourself at?
I'd have to say probably just being able to be a lot more aggressive because some of those JV guys aren't so aggressive and you were able to just take them down pretty easy and get a pin pretty quick. But with these varsity guys, you got to go at them and attack them and use a lot more muscle than what you think you got to.
I know it's got to be challenging at times because when you're at 195 and you're just a sophomore, you're going up against some guys that have had a lot of matches, being juniors and seniors, and I know that's got to be quite the challenge there. What are some things that you maybe try to do to try to counter that and maybe pull off an upset?
One thing that I like to do is just go at them. Don't be scared and just don't worry about that they're older than you. Just attack them and try to beat them.
What's probably the one thing that you would like to try to do to kind of help yourself out, maybe get to that next level?
Next level is just being aggressive. Still is aggressive is one of the things that I still need to work on. I go out there and I kind of act like I'm not too aggressive. I need to be a lot more aggressive on top, bottom, and neutral. Just overall be more aggressive.
Probably what's, what would you like to, I mean, I guess what was your favorite tournament so far?
My favorite tournament was probably the Lexington tournament. It was, since it being one of the hardest tournaments that we go to this year, including the Rocky. I didn't wrestle at the Rocky. I went to Larned. But the Lexington, it was really fun. I ended up getting six, and it was a hard tournament, that's for sure. But it was fun to see how far I was able to get at one of the hardest tournaments in Nebraska.
You got to dye the hair there. What was that like?
It was fun. I was going to do it since I'm already a blonde, so yeah. It just went lighter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you got the full mullet and all, got it all. It probably took a lot of hair dye, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it did.
They have to go buy some more?
No, they had plenty.
Okay, good. Once again, sophomore Brady Welker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again for joining us here. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, sophomore Brady Welker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now coming up here, we'll talk to a girl that's getting ready for regionals on Saturday up at Colby. And junior Harley Roberts, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. And I know you're part of the pioneers for girls wrestling in Scott City, your first year out, but I know you've kind of wanted to your freshman and sophomore year. Now there's multiple girls out. That's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. I honestly was pretty excited when I found out more girls were doing it. So then I was like, yeah, I guess I'll do it then.
You go from manager your freshman and sophomore year to now that's. And so it's got to be a little weird being on the other side. You're on the film instead of you filming.
It honestly is. But, I mean, sometimes I still help them film and all because, like, you know, there's multiple people and they just need help. So sometimes I still do film. But it is pretty weird. I mean, I'm not used to it.
Yeah. Well, you've had a good season here so far. And if you kind of remember going back to your first meet there, what was it like when you stepped foot on the mat for the first time?
Well, it was definitely kind of scary. I mean, it was Great Bend, and because I didn't go to the duel in Goodland, and that was a pretty big tournament for us girls. But I came out with third, so it was honestly not like too hard, but it was pretty fun, I guess.
You're probably worried about just putting on the right ankle band and make sure your shoes are tied.
Yeah, pretty much.
I understand that. It's a process, you know. But what's been probably your favorite tournament here this year?
Probably our GWAC tournament we just had. I placed second, and it was pretty fun. I did really good, so.
Yeah. And does this kind of give you a little bit of confidence heading into regionals this weekend?
It kind of does. I mean, I've wrestled most of the girls I'm going to wrestle this weekend, so I know what they're going to be looking for pretty much, and, yeah, I'm pretty confident this weekend.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good weekend for you. I know it's got to be pretty exciting. Does it seem like it should be regional time already?
It honestly doesn't. Yeah. I feel like we need a couple more weeks.
Well, hopefully. Well, if you get top four, you get a couple more weeks, right?
That is true. Yeah. Hopefully I do.
Hopefully you do. Yeah, absolutely. Once again, it is junior Harley Roberts joining us here, having a good junior campaign. And thanks again for stopping by here, and good luck to you coming up at regionals this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, once again, junior Harley Roberts here on our coach's show from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we get to talk with Coach Dakota Hayes here. And wrestlers, the boys, and be wrestling Cimarron tomorrow, and the girls at regionals on Saturday. But, Coach, there's been a lot that's gone on since the last time we had our coach's show, and you guys have had a pretty good run here this year.
Yeah, no, between snow days and breaks and all that stuff, yeah, we're getting ready to pick it back up, and we just came off league weekend, and this week my assistant coaches and me will be gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we got, you know, duel tomorrow night here at home. Thank goodness we don't have to travel or anything. We got JV at Colby on Friday, and then girls regionals on Colby again on Saturday. So, yeah, a lot of stuff's been happening really quick. This is a time of year where it takes off. You know, there's you know, no rest for the wicked type thing, and no, really no time to catch your breath. But it's a great time of the year. It's a lot of fun, and I'm excited for it.
Well, league last Friday there. Guys, I win the league championship, and it was kind of an up and down day for you guys overall on Friday, but you guys hang on for the 3-point win over Goodland, and just kind of an exciting day there. But it's not easy. There's some good teams in this league, and some good individual wrestlers you saw on Friday, and especially in the top half there, and you guys were able to pull it out as a team.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where we know we got a special group. And we know we can pick up bonus points during those tournaments, and it's one of those things, just snowballs, and the kids start enjoying themselves, and wins start coming, and we start winning matches we're not supposed to, and all those kids, they wrestle hard, they give us everything they got, and you know, it's like we said, you go out there and you give us 110% on the mat, and everything else kind of take care of itself.
Yeah, you had a couple of league champions there, the ones that took care of business there. Kale Wheeler at 182, when he looked pretty good there, and had some pretty tough ones there against the Goodland and Colby kid, but really looked pretty solid, as better as the day went on. And then Zach Rohrbaugh really doing some good things there at 145, kind of settling back in there. And then your 138-pound champion freshman, Alex Rodriguez, that was a good a tournament for him.
It was. You know, he kind of took care of business, and we knew that the landing kid from Colby, he's a tough kid. We knew it was going to be a close match. They'd wrestled each other earlier in the season. I think we lost by decision. I think it was by 6 points or something like that. And it was one of those things where we knew that we had to come in, we had to control the match. And he's a kid that's been wrestling for a while, so he kind of knows that, and he takes coaching really, really well. And he came in, did what he needed to do, and he kept the match close and was able to get a late takedown and ride him out for the win. And, you know, when we're looking at going to regionals here in a couple weeks, we got Goodland and Colby both again in our regionals, and seems like every year we're in the same regional with them, which it's all right, but you know, when you start beating two kids 2, 3, 4 times a season, it starts getting tough, and so you have to find a new niche that works for you and all that stuff, and he was able to figure it out and wrestle really well and execute. And Robaugh, he did what he needed to do to keep the season going for him and keeping everything going great. And Kale, he's, you know, those seniors, Robaugh and Kale, those are just kids on a mission. I mean, you look at Alonzo, and Alonzo wrestled his heart out, and he wrestled really, really well. And Josh, he's had some tough matches throughout the GWAC tournament. And, you know, those kids are leaving everything on the mat, and they're doing the best that they can. And that's all that we can ask for. And it's one of those things, like we said, you know, wrestle, give us 110%, leave it on the mat, and there's nothing for us to complain about. So,
absolutely. I know some of your girls there didn't get to have a match. I don't know if the competition was afraid of them or something, but, you know, you got a couple of them there were individual league champions. They're the only ones in there, but also some of the ones that you did get to have wrestle there, they wrestled pretty tough there, and they seem to be really coming along pretty well at the right time.
They're all taken to it. You know, it's one of those things where they all started from scratch. It was one of those things where they all decided to come out right there at the beginning of the season, and they all really hadn't done much wrestling. It was one of those things where, yeah, you might have wrestled with your brother in the basement or anything like that, but it's a little different. But they all took to it, and they're all doing really, really great and doing the best that they can, and they're picking up, and they're taking coaching, and it's awesome to see. And they're starting to have fun with it, it's one of the most rewarding things of being a coach, and when they start getting those wins and you start seeing that smile on their face and all that, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun watching that there this year. Tomorrow night, senior night, a few seniors get to wrestle their final match inside the Scott Community Events Center, and this is a special night as well. Of course, with the senior night, you get Cimarron coming to town, but then also you get to watch the future, and they get the whole mat, those little kids, and it's going to be the Scott City Wrestling Club and Gray County Wrestling Club as well, intermingle with the varsity and JV matches, and boy, I know that's an eye-opening experience for them.
It is. To be honest with you, it's one of the things that I enjoy the most about you know, throughout the season. Regionals and state, it's a lot of fun, but seeing those little kids light up by interacting with those high school kids and being able to be under the light and be at the center of the attention and in that big old mat and get officiated and wrestle a tough match and have the high school kids cheering them on and the big crowd, and it's awesome. I mean, it's a great time. The kids enjoy it, and plus, you know, it gets some of them that maybe they enjoy it so much that they decide that that's what they want to do for the next few years, and you know, we always have a fun time with it, and the kids just love it.
Yeah, no, it's cool, and the duel starts at 6. You'll do the senior night right before that tomorrow night.
Yeah. Senior night, we're probably going to start about 5:55 ish, and then try to do lineups immediately after that, following about 6, and get the duel started. You know, I think we're about having 10 or 11 high school matches and 10 or 11 little kids matches, and it'll be a fun time. I mean, get everybody into it a little bit and have a last little hurrah here at home for the seniors and see what happens. So,
well, and then Saturday, of course, Friday you have your JV tournament there up at Colby, and then you head back to the same facility there on Saturday. Girls regional, that's got to be kind of nice to have it all in one day there, and this is going to be I think going to be pretty good experience for a lot of your girls to wrestle there in a big tournament for really the for some of them maybe the first time.
Yeah, no, it's they've wrestled in some big tournaments. I mean, the Great Bend one was a good one, but this one has the most on the line for them. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where you could be the first ever state qualifier for Scott City or first ever girls state qualifier for us, and but the thing is that pressure. Yeah, it's really cool to have and whatnot, but just show up and wrestle. They've all worked their tails off. I think every one of them deserve it. But have fun with it. Yeah. You know, when you go out there and you cut loose a little bit and you just wrestle, you usually do better than if you wrestle reserved and all that stuff. You usually don't, go for the big win and all that stuff, and you tend to lose those close matches. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, this is the first for us as a coaching staff, as a school, mm-hmm. as a community. I mean, we're fielding our first ever girls team, and those girls have been here since day one. They put the work in, and I'm excited to see who punches their ticket and moves on to state here in a couple weeks on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Should be fun here. Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and thanks again, as always, Coach, for the time, and we'll see you there at the duel tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you, Adam.